What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Folks, got to hit this because I've been warning about this for years, since the summer of love. Antifa, over the weekend, they're the Democrats' street troops. Antifa attempted to murder federal agents again. Keep your eye on this. This is going to explode. Antifa rioters surrounded the ICE building to prepare for another violent attack over the weekend. Antifa sought to burn the building down on the 4th of July holiday as part of their insurrection against the U.S. government. So great reporting on that from Andy Ngo, who was actually there, photographed and videoed it, so you can see it for yourself. There's a reason the mainstream media is not covering this. Again, this is from Portland. It's the same exact tactic we saw the left-wing goons use during the Summer of Love. Here's what they do. They surround the building, and they use some kind of barricade. When they were doing it during the Summer of Love, they were taking plywood and nailing it over the doors. And I mean like heavy industrial grade, not the thin kind that, you know, you make a dartboard out of. And they were nailing it over the doors. And then what they would do is throw a Molotov cocktail through the window in order to try to burn the building down but block the exits. As I reported, been a few weeks, I think like 3 weeks now, at the height of the protests in L.A., after Trump managed to stop those with the National Guard in hand-to-hand combat, they moved them to Portland and Seattle. And they've got a new way of doing this. You know those industrial scale, like those big like steel or metal, I don't know what kind of metal they are, but big metal trash cans that like you'll find at commercial sites. They're on wheels. And they're here. We have two here in our parking lot. They'll roll those across the entrance and then shove them in to block the door. And then set fire to the building. They're trying to murder federal agents, folks. And with the hiring of 10,000, this is really good news, 10,000 federal agents in the BBB, the big beautiful bill, 10,000 new ICE agents, that's an army. They're going to need to get a kill. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but they are. To try to dissuade people from joining. This is pure hand-to-hand combat to keep the illegals. Which aren't just illegals. I mean, that's the shadow. It is the shadow American voter bloc that they have imported. And they will fight to the death for it. They will. Watch. They tried this weekend. So Andy Ngo, and you could see the whole, just all of this in the video of it unfolding on my X feed as I was tweeting this all weekend. And I wrote, this is attempted murder by the Democrat Party street thugs. It is. It is the same exact tactic we saw by the same people, Antifa, in Portland in the Summer of Love. We have got to trace the funding quickly. I know the Trump administration is already doing this. They had a joint announcement between the DOJ and the IRS. They need to trace the funding back to the source quickly and arrest them all, because you're going to go right back to Democrat Party. So they smoke bombed them. They rubber bulleted them. Then the update from Andy Ngo: shocking scenes outside the ICE facility. This is again in Portland. As officers protecting the building used tear gas after Antifa rioters tried setting the occupied building on fire again. And so that's what they do. You see, they form the human chain around it. They have their barrier blockers, and then they set the building on fire, attempting to kill everyone inside of it. This is what was happening in LA when, with the help of Democrat Mayor Karen Bass, they attempted to commit murder at the ICE facility there. It's all very coordinated. Remember what happened? I'm going to put it all together for you. Remember what happened? They surrounded the ICE facility, Democrat loon street thugs, and they wouldn't allow the ICE agents to leave. They were using their typical, you know, barriers on the doors. So what happens? The ICE agents, federal employees, they call 911, right? Because they're sitting on a city street. So that's who's got jurisdiction. They call 911. Please send someone to help. And what do we find out in the UK Daily Mail? Days later, Karen Bass, the mayor of LA, personally went down to the center of operations, the LAPD operations center, to make sure no police responded for 2 hours. See, this is the story they won't tell you nationally. Why? So the street thugs could set the building on fire and kill them. They've been doing this since the summer of love. Folks, you want to know how bad it got? You want to hear it? I saved this because I knew I'd have to play it again. This is then, well, Portland is a new mayor now, but this is then liberal lunatic mayor Ted Wheeler. They have another liberal lunatic mayor, but this is just a different lunatic mayor. Back during the summer of love, Portland mayor Ted Wheeler admitting they are blocking the exits of these federal buildings. They are trying to kill everyone inside and telling them, stop it. Now, he was a huge fan of Antifa. He egged them on, told them to keep protesting. But when they did this particular instance of attempted murder, he was like, no, we can't do this. Take a listen from the Summer of Love.
When you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people that you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating. You are attempting to commit murder. This is not the first time that people have tried to set fire to a city building with people intentionally trapped inside. Unfortunately, it's not even the second time. And by the way, this building is in a residential neighborhood attached directly to neighborhood homes. This can't be okay.
He had to tell him to stop committing murder. Same place. Portland, same exact tactics over the weekend, except this time the mayor was cool with it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So you understand why Trump had to send the National Guard, take control of them and send them into LA to keep them from mass murdering federal agents inside the buildings. So they just moved the operation to Portland, where it honestly has been going for a long time. And I wanted you to hear that so that this sounds crazy, but it's what they're doing. And folks, they're eventually going to pull this off. They're going to hurt or kill people in those buildings. It's going to be a big national news story. And I wanted to tell you it's coming. And I wanted to tell you how easy it would be to stop this. You know what stops this? Two things. Number one, Democrats stop funding it. You know they are. And number two, condemn it. Call it off. Disassociate yourself. Say, hey, you know, do what the Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler did back during the summer lab. No, it's not okay to try to kill people. We don't support you when you try to kill people. Stop it. But they're not, are they? They're not. Texter writes, it would end with arrests and real bullets. Yes, but it's going to end in tragedy. It is only a matter of time. Texter writes, hey, Tara Karen Bass belongs in Gitmo. Yes, she does. Another texter writes about Epstein, no clients, no blackmail. He beat the trafficking rap once before, sex trafficking. So why would he kill himself? Ask Bongino. Ask Patel. They were real, really convinced that he had not killed himself and that he was human trafficking to rich, connected pedophiles when they weren't the heads of the FBI. Texter writes, Tara, my question is, where are they getting the money to buy $100 a sheet plywood? Oh, I got a few ideas. And you know what? Again, the DOJ, IRS have announced they are digging into this. They got to get it fast because I'm telling you, these people, these street thugs, they're going to kill ICE agents. And I genuinely worry that that might prevent people from joining or signing up, you know, the 10,000 Trump's trying to hire. Because, you know, you picture this. If you're a dad and you've got kids, that's your first responsibility. We really need you to join ICE and help the fight. But you're picturing, you know, your wife and children being blocked in by Antifa street thugs while you're at work and they burn your house down. That's coming too if they get away with burning the federal facilities. They're already showing up at these ICE agents' homes. They're already going after their children on social media. They're doxing the kids. Texter writes, I believe it's a lot of theories on the Epstein files. Like, I'm just going to read some of the stuff. Doesn't mean I agree. I'm just going to read it. I think it's interesting what people think. Texter writes, Tara, I believe the Trump administration needs the business community as well as foreign nations and investors, and that's tied his hands on the Epstein files. I don't know. Another texter writes, who in Trump's administration is on the John list? Another texter writes, great show, Tara. There is someone on that list who holds a very high station. At the very least, there is evidence that would make it look like that person was an Epstein patron. Real evidence or manufactured. These days, it's almost impossible to discern between the two. We are in dangerous times. Look, folks, if we can't get the Epstein list, they're not in charge of the FBI. They're not serious. It's one of the two. They're either corrupt and not serious, or, and if you look at the way that the Axios article was worded, what did they say? They said they can't find the evidence inside the FBI. Let me read it the way exactly that it's written. President Trump's Justice Department and FBI have concluded they have no evidence that convicted sex offender and disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein blackmailed powerful figures, kept a client list, or was murdered. They have no evidence. They've also, of course, if you're just tuning in, released a video in both raw and enhanced versions that says there's no indications that anyone entered the area of the Manhattan prison where Epstein was held the night he died. Have no evidence. Why? Well, if you're not fully in charge of an agency, would you have evidence? I mean, folks, here's the thing. You know what would fit this situation? And Bongino and Patel are not compromised. They just deleted it all. I mean, before they got there, they deleted it all. They hid it all. They made it go away. They didn't keep it around. And now they can't find it. So they don't have it. So what they're telling you is, we don't have it. I mean, I think that's the simplest explanation. But the one I don't believe, Johns, what Johns? There were no Johns. No, it was all just Epstein. Diddling children. I don't believe it. Nobody else does online either. It's trending and it's brutal what they're saying about Patel and Bongino. Our side, it is absolutely brutal.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.